Super, herzlich willkommen zu den Lightning Pictures. Die Idee ist folgende. Leute bringen ein Bild mit zum Thema Grenzen überwinden und haben dann ein bisschen Zeit, darüber zu reden. Die Idee ist mir so gekommen, als ich dieses Jahr in einem Museum war mit einer Fotoausstellung und ich fand richtig viele tolle Fotos und dann dachte ich mir, hey, auch auf Mastodon, wie auch immer, es sind so viele tolle Fotos da und wär ja super irgendwie, wenn wir mal irgendwie auch bei einem Event mehr Raum irgendwie haben, um auch über Fotos zu reden, sie vorzustellen. Und das ist so das Format und dann würde ich mal direkt an T übergeben.
Thank you. I'm already gonna start not with a photo, I mean with a photo of a painting, but fair enough. It has a little bit of a story. I took it because it probably has the most story than other way prettier pictures that I could come up with. And a little to my background, I'm T. I come from Trier originally and I'm studying design there. And I moved to Karlsruhe and I thought like, I don't want to quit my studies. I'm just going to visit a equivalent university here and ask if they can grade it as part of my curriculum. And I found a, you know, media design, what's similar to that? In Karlsruhe we have media art. It's the same building that the GPN is in, the Hochschule für Gestaltung. And I thought, yeah, I would visit that and I would have a similar experience then with us artists. We are like really pretentious and artsy on our campus next to the ITlers. But I didn't know how much more artsy and pretentious it can get, but in a good way. I arrived there and I have a bit of organizational trouble, sure. Eventually, I find a course that looks like something that I can be interested in, web development. The professor has two courses. One of them is for teaching the basics of HTML and CSS. And the other course is a bit more open-ended for people to actually work on little projects, a bit less defined and rigid. And I asked if I can join that because I already know the basics of HTML and CSS. So I do, and it ends up being a course where I thought we would go to like a place where we have lots of computers and we sit there. No, we went to the park and we went hiking and recorded sounds of nature and we had a picnic once every 2 weeks. That was the course. There was no pressure for any hand in. There was no requirement for us to do anything other than visit there and stay with the others for a certain duration for that to count as like getting a paper, getting a grade or whatever. Everyone got like a perfect one grade. It didn't matter. Grades in the design and art world don't matter. It's what you put into your portfolio. I don't know if I would put that into my portfolio personally. However, it was a web development course. So what did we do there? We sat in a park and we did knitting and reading and eating together and talking. And occasionally there was a tiny bit of rigid framework. For example, in the beginning we talked about the kind of rules that we want to have for the way that we hang out together. And then a task was to create something that reminds us of these. And so this is what I created. It was a bit silly. It was something that we were supposed to bring with us anywhere. I created this little painting because we were in the park. And I tried to bring multiple elements into the composition. So the hand reminds me to touch grass because I'm in front of my computer way too often. The tree reminds me to enjoy silent moments. Like that was another one of the rules there. Another rule was that there was mandatory nap time. So we had to nap during the time. There were like 4 hours of being in the park. You had to like try and nap. So that's what the cloud reminds me of. And the sun reminds me to hydrate and apply sunscreen. It's a bit funny, it's a bit cringe maybe, but ultimately I think that was a very boundary-breaking idea of what a web development course can be. At the end, we did make a little website together. It's more of an art piece, which fits in with Halfgay. If you've been to any of the exhibits there, it's all very artsy. You can find it if you want to try on forestgoblinsgunfishing.org, but basically everyone submitted a bunch of pictures and writings and also HTML, CSS art, and we bunched it together into like one website. And that was it. I think that was really cool. Coming from this other university where we had a lot of pressure to perform and create projects that, like the design world is very much rigid to do something that's useful in the world, do something that someone would pay you to do. And I think that has its place. But this course stayed with me way more than most of the courses I did at my old university, because it reminds me to actually take care of myself and go out and touch grass and enjoy the silent moments and take a nap and not to die of skin cancer when I actually do go outside with my very white skin. Yeah, and it is small. It fits perfectly behind my little, I don't know where the camera is pointed. It fits perfectly behind my phone. So I carry it with me all the time when I have this cursed rectangle with me. And I hope it reminds me for many years to come that I should touch grass, get off the screen. And I encourage you to do the same. Find your own rituals that take you out of the rigid, you're supposed to be useful, you're supposed to create something that someone pays you for. Do a silly project, like bring a laptop with like one battery charge worth somewhere and do something in that time. And when it dies off, have a snack, gaze at the sky, and maybe that will do some good for you. It definitely did for me. Thank you.
Thank you, T, for the picture. I think for the next. Nuxi here? No, I think not. Then we have this one next with Ada. Thank you. Have a warm round of applause for Ada.
So this picture, just randomly after the call for proposals for lightning pictures showed up, just cropped up in my newsfeed, and I was kind of intrigued because, well, this seems to be some sort of bizarre mixture of a cat and a human in a weird way in a black and white photograph, and it is in fact something that came out of analog photography from fascist Italy, actually. That's two sisters who did a lot of photography there, apparently, according to the news article I read about this. They were doing a lot of it. And so this picture in the article was contextualized as sort of more feminist piece because in fascist Italy, women didn't really have a lot of freedoms, and the cat in this way is supposed to symbolize freedom. But when I saw this picture, I didn't really think that, because I saw this and I mainly thought, ew! Because it sort of seems to be breaking this boundary between human and animal in a weird way, like this sort of cat and like woman thing that sort of sometimes goes to the like core of some of the people around in this bubble, and it felt strangely appropriate for this session, and that's why I picked it.
For the next picture, we have this one from Twiggy. Applause for Twiggy.
So, yeah, I mean, this is also talking about silly little projects. I didn't study art or design. I just someday, while I was kind of burned out from my actual study of history, started picking up like a digital art program, and I started making digital art. And after like years of doing that, I think I'm fairly proficient in doing that, but like it's kind of like breaking a boundary in the sense of like just taking time out of my quite busy life to make some art. And I don't know, I just spontaneously thought about this duck because we're like, I mean, it's a gray goose, actually. It's not a duck, it's a goose. Because it's just kind of breaking the boundaries of what's normally possible for geese. I don't think a goose has ever gone to space, at least not that I'm aware of. And I think this one is just going towards the stars. And not.
So for the next one, we have this one from Dina.
Good.
Great to have you.
This is a photo I took some years ago when I decided to go outside. Sometimes it's nice, I can recommend it. And like, this is like, I don't know, when I took walks, like it's basically often the same routes, but like I still try to be a bit mindful and like look at things, and sometimes I notice things that I didn't notice before. And so this was like in the middle of a street somewhere in Mainz, and yeah, I just noticed this. Like I said, I thought before, like, this is actually quite a bad picture because right next to it is like a castle. But like, yeah, I just noticed this stairs, and like I was so curious because like I saw there was some lightning down there, and like I thought the gate was open, and I thought, okay, I just go there and look what's up there. Like I don't know, it's like it took some effort to like be able to think, oh yeah, I can actually do that, I can just go down there. And yeah, and I actually have a second picture that reveals what I found. It was this very nice graffiti where it says, du bist nicht allein, you're not alone, and like a little trans thingy, and like I thought that was really cool. Like that was totally unexpected to see it there, and like I was so happy that I did go down the stairs. And yeah, I can encourage you to go outside and see what's out there. Thank you.
Great. So we have... not this one. We have this one. I think this is Ada again. Nightlight?
Oh, there's a button there, isn't there?
Is there a nightlight?
Oh, on your... Yeah, because
on
it's quite orange.
Yes, it is.
Ah.
We can do it here. Awesome.
So there's not a lot to say about this picture because it's literally just what this theme is about. It's people breaking boundaries. This is at a border wall to the United States. This is part of the exhibition that was previously mentioned. There's a bunch of migrants here using a sort of homemade ladder with the help of some smugglers to get across the border. And I just really like to have this sit here for a couple of seconds at least and make you think about what lengths people go to try to keep people out of some spaces, or really just because of where they're born and where they live. And I'm sorry, this is a bit more somber than the previous thing, I suppose. But...
great. And for the end, I also... brought a picture. Ich habe auch ein Bild mitgebracht. Das ist auch von Alejandro Kegara, like, wie das davor. Und das ist so dieses Bild, was mich sehr dazu gebracht hat, so diese Lightning Pictures so zu machen. Das hier ist ein Fluss. Man sieht hier oben tatsächlich eine kleine Brücke auf dem Bild. Man sieht sehr viele Menschen, die diesen Fluss überqueren, sind sehr viele MigrantInnen auf einem Trail nach Nordamerika. Ich glaube, das ist, ich weiß gerade gar nicht, wo genau dieser Fluss ist. Und was ich sehr spannend finde, ist, wie man im Hintergrund von dem Bild diese sehr vielen, sehr kleinen Menschen sieht. Man kann gar nicht so viel irgendwie ausmachen davon, und umso näher hier diese Menschen irgendwie kommen, umso mehr Details irgendwie sieht man. Umso mehr sieht man dann, oh, hier so eine Hollister-Cappy. Und das fand ich sehr, sehr bewegend. So, was wir, wenn Menschen Grenzen überwinden und auch wie man sie in Fotos dabei darstellen kann an der Stelle. Und das hat mich so in dieser Ausstellung in Mannheim vom Leica Award irgendwie sehr bewegt, wie das wirkt und wie man auch so Fotografien einfach ganz oft irgendwie auch sieht in verschiedenen irgendwie Medien, wie auch gerade irgendwie dargestellt werden, oft irgendwie weit entfernt, irgendwie so als eine amorphe Masse, und aber auch so, wie viel Persönlichkeit eigentlich auch möglich ist, wenn FotografInnen das wollen und auch wie mächtig Bilder sein können. Und dann dachte ich mir, naja, das wäre ja irgendwie cool mit Grenzen überwinden und MRMTD, und da muss man doch mal was mit Fotos machen. Und here we are. Genau, das waren ja soweit die Lightning Pictures, zumindest die, die davor eingereicht wurden. Wenn ihr noch ganz spontan ein Bild irgendwie da habt, vielleicht auf dem Laptop oder wie auch immer, können wir da auch noch irgendwie, und ihr nochmal zu irgendwas was sagen wollt, können wir das auch noch machen. Genau. Alles kann, nichts muss. Meldet sich keiner direkt. Ich glaube, dann sind wir so durch soweit. Hiermit freut mich sehr, dass ihr alle da wart. Ich hoffe, ihr hattet auch euren Spaß und inspirierende Gedanken mitgenommen. Genau. Danke sehr.